Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
So let's get into this. I want to start with probably the biggest thing that happened last week is Amazon. Mm-hmm. So Amazon, it was down 20% after hours, but then it rebounded. I think it finished the day down like 7%, something like that. Mm-hmm. But missed its expected guidance. The guidance was lower than expected. Mm-hmm. Still profitable, still made a ton of money,
yeah,
but just missed Wall Street's expectations. And it dropped to a 52-week low. Like I said, rebounded a little bit mm-hmm. from that. But yeah, it's interesting, man. It really, had a really tough day, and it's been having a tough year.
Yeah.
It's been having a tough couple years, actually. So now the stock market.
Uh-oh, are we going to get the dialogue and debate that we get around sports?
Well,
the sports debate show is going to be the one.
So the stock market is up for the month of October.
Yeah, Dow's up 11%.
The NASDAQ is up. Even the other day when Amazon crashed, NASDAQ was up, mm-hmm. S&P was up, Dow was up. But mm-hmm. So Amazon was your pick of the year.
Yes, it was.
So I'll let you start off this conversation. Do you want to reverse that?
I'm not gonna
say up Everest or down Everest. Yeah.
So,
which way are we going?
Ascension.
Which way are we going? Yes,
ascension or descension is key. Yeah. I mean, based on everything that I had read in my information, you know, I stuck by that pick. Has it gone the way I predicted? No. Do I still believe in the company? Absolutely. The earnings report was interesting, right? Because there was some, like, if you looked inside of it, there was some good spots, mm-hmm. but the bad spots were so bad that it got overlooked. So I'm gonna break it down by the numbers. And so a good spot, the revenue grew by 15%. Anytime you have a business and it grows, that's great. The advertising, right, which is we said was gonna pass Google at some point, was up by 25%. The big pitfall was the operating income. That fell by 49%. Right.
For those who don't know what operating income is, can you really quickly explain to them what that is?
I mean, I think the best way to say it is the money that they are taking in and how they're going to use it. Now, and for specifically for tech companies in inflationary environments, this does not bode well, right? And so as inflation goes, the cost to do things to operate your business obviously goes up. And so when you see interest rate rise, you see, right, since January, if you look at the NASDAQ, the tech stocks have.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Taking descension. We're going to stick with that word.
Most right, people die riding down Everest or walking down Everest, right?
Most counts die on a descension. Yes. So that was huge, right? The earnings per share dropped right by an estimated 45%. So those two things, when you're talking about operating costs and the earnings per share dropping, there you can see why a company like Amazon, which I still think is a top 3, if not top 2 companies in the world, has such a negative quarter. Mm-hmm. Operating cash flow also declined by 25%. So like, now we're talking about 3 major factors of things that are like, all right, this is a rough quarter. But even Bezos, when they asked him about it, he was like, look, we're gonna have to really tighten the belt because the climate's about to get a little tricky. So those are 3 factors. You add on it to one other thing that was almost positive and kind of got overlooked, but the fourth quarter revenue is expected to grow by 2-8%. Mm-hmm. Fourth quarter, obviously, we know is holiday shopping, holiday season. More people are in e-commerce. The only thing is that what they're seeing is that more people are going back into the stores. We thought that, obviously, from the COVID time that people were shopping online and it was a positive, but people are back outside, right? Mm-hmm. E-commerce numbers are not looking the same as they did when, you know, it was a lockdown. So all those things taken into account, I understand it. Do I still believe in it? Absolutely. Is it going to be the stock of the year? Absolutely not. It's still one of my top 2 or 3 companies, though.
The big thing I want people to realize is that even in a company when it's going down.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You wait for a great price to get in. Everyone in Stock Club, please put in chat, what was the number I called for Amazon? You can still make money on a heavy drop like that. So the fundamentals of the company haven't changed that much. Their global market share dominance has not changed that much. When you have interest rates, of course, going up, and we're now going through, I think this ultimately will be a bigger recession when it's all said and done than 2007, 2008. But Amazon is primed, no pun intended, to do really well once things start to settle out. They could be a hell of a lot lower being in that tech space. They haven't fallen to the 70s or the 60s. 99 was like a good spot that we liked, got in. It's like currently like a 104. If you're holding it for the long term, you'll be good. Also, for a quick homework assignment, internationally, if you're going to order online from someone, who are the four biggest competitors of Amazon? Now, ask yourself, who's going to get the goods to you there faster than Amazon? No one. They'll fix the operating income. Any money that they're losing right now, they'll fix going into next year. You're going to be really upset if you don't hold a stock through 2025, 2026.
Yeah. And if you look at the climate of the world, like every country is trying to create a business that replicates Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I won't give them the names because you gave them the homework assignment, but go look in China. Right. Well, we know that mm-hmm. company, but go look in yep. South America. There's another company there that has duplicated the business model of Amazon. And so they'll figure it out. I believe in it.
Well, let me ask you this, Ian. You said a few times that your theory of two tech, two index. If inflation gets, I think, to over 11%, then that, mm-hmm. right? 11%?
Yes.
Then that is going to hurt your theory. So why is high inflation bad for technology?
Especially when quantitative easing goes away, all the easy wins, like for all my hoopers, like when we play on like a 9-foot rim, we all look like LeBron. 10 feet, dramatically different. So that difference between having zero interest rates and being able to borrow money. Like, imagine if I said, hey, come to InvestFest Euro, we'll give every entrepreneur $100,000 and you never have to pay us back. The upside for the entrepreneur is probably a 95% win rate. If we give 100,000 pounds away and say, hey, you got to pay us 25% back, now maybe only 30% of the businesses will actually be profitable as a result. So that arbitrage is one of the biggest reasons. Now, Apple, inside of that two tech, two index model, has worked well. That's why I always say pair with the top two. But if you're going through tech and you're looking at something that's 15th or 20th, it's not going to do really well. Because what the technology industry really has done has gotten venture capital, which has funded all of the ideas. And we haven't funded innovation. We've really funded the ideas that can get funded. That's why we have a whole bunch of social media apps. We could talk about it later. Now, Jack from Square is looking to make another social media app, which I think is a mistake. But you're really playing an interest rate arbitrage game. So if I'm getting loan money at 3%, when I can find a way ultimately to sell advertising or a subscription to my user base at 9%, I'm playing an arbitrage game and getting the profit in between. If interest rates is high and no one's loaning the money out, it's really hard to win that game. So we are in a space where we need more innovation. And ironically enough, tech has not done a great job at making a bunch of innovation how we thought. Like when we were kids, I thought we would have flying cars by now.
Yeah, Jetsons for sure.
We're not there. Like Ray J is the only one still making scooty bikes.
Shout out Lemon to City. Ray J.
Shout out to Ray J.
Legend.
So we need more innovation. And I think now we're just going to clear the way for people to be able to get out all the bad companies and create companies that will actually have a real impact.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top two eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4x points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.